Hello, welcome to the DDG podcast. Convention, Dungeons, Dragons.com.
Talk about everything. To the right on I-35 North Route at 62.
We talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. And my GPS interrupted, but I'll repeat it next time somebody calls in. You can hear me okay. One, I'm talking about the man's free kid in the big truck. Two, I'm sick. So, not very loud, like normal. Or not as loud as normal. So, yeah, hopefully it's coming through alright. I'm speeding. I'm a minute early, so David should be here in a minute. I was just listening to last night's podcast, and I almost forgot to call in. But there is a correction I need to make from last night's podcast. It said that someone gave me $10 million. They gave me $100 million and impos. I think that's the right way to pronounce it. Use your name. Impos was the one who gave it to me. But yeah. To elaborate on last night's podcast, there's a glitch in the game. Two things you can do. You can have your alt, you can have like a dummy alt. Actually, just have your alt. Buying all your stuff. So, starting out in the game, you got, I don't know, maybe 1,000 gold, a couple of this, couple of that, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Post stuff on the market. Sell one berry for 999,999 gold. Do that about a dozen times. If you run out of berries and leather, you can always run around and kill something and collect some berries and leather. You sell all that stuff. Cool. And actually, you can start out by selling them for wood, leather. You know, you sell, say, start out selling, I don't know, whatever you have in your inventory. Sell that for 99,999,999, say, wood, berries. Now, berries are almost pointless because if you die in the game, it doesn't really hurt you. You just have to wait 15 seconds before you come back. But if you try to move forward quickly, the berries come in handy. But there's a glitch. You know, you can only heal yourself so many times when the berries stop working. So then you have to let yourself die. But you know, hey, trying to make progress by killing stuff to get, you know, to get your mats up. I guess that's really cool. You know, your, shoot, I forgot what it's called now. Your experience points. Trying to get your experience points up, and that's what you're focusing on. That's when the berries come in handy. But anyway, so whatever you have in your inventory, sell one of them, not your weapons. Well, you can sell your dagger, it's pointless. You really only need one weapon at this point. So you can sell all your weapons, one except for one. You can pick your favorite weapon and sell everything else. And I don't care. I mean, I keep mine, but it's whatever. So, sell one wood for 99 plus million berries. You can turn around and sell one berry for 99 million, blah blah blah, wood, so on and so forth. Do that until you run out of inventory. When you first started out, you're only gonna have like so much stuff. You may have to run around and kill some stuff, cut down some trees and whatnot. But anyways, once you got some leather, some wood, sell one for 999,999,999, whatever. Now, here's the trick. Then you sign in with your alternate character, and you buy all that stuff from yourself. You put your alt in the negative. All right? Now you're in the positive and your alt's in the negative. And you're thinking, maybe what's the point? Well, there's two points. One, maybe you don't plan on using this alt, or maybe you plan on not using it for a while. Okay? So, max out your main character. Now you can, you have all this gold. You can max out your weapons and your armor. Now, when you go to kill monsters, you only take a couple of hits, you pay them to death. You gotta level up your character in order to get, maximum fighting skills. First start out with a level, you gotta hit your wolf two or three times before you kill him. But once you level up, you only gotta hit him once. And they don't get a chance to hit you back. So your life doesn't go away. You don't have to use berries, you don't have to worry about healing much after you get activity points. So, you level up your character, your main character. Now, your other characters are negative. They dim, right? Just don't use them for it. When you see other people selling stuff on the market, you use that other character to buy it. Depending on what it is and what you need. Now, you're going in the reverse, right? So, don't worry about getting out of the negative. Keep going in the negative until you reach 2 billion, 140 million, whatever the item is. At that point, it'll roll over. Then you'll have positive 2 billion, 140 million of that item. Because you can use your alt to buy up everybody's crap that they're selling for 99,000 or 99,999,999 or whatever. But you're going to be negative until it rolls over and then he goes into the positive. It's pretty freaking funny. But, anyhow, it works in reverse fashion. You don't want to exceed 2,140,000,000 items in your inventory or gold, because then you roll over into the negative. That sucks. But it's not that big of a deal because you know the trick now. setback. So that's a little secret that I figured out this week. I was going to wait until yesterday's podcast to tell David Gray because his reaction was hilarious. And I wish I would have been able to catch it on the air instead. So Matt wanted to wait until the podcast to tell him. But I ended up spilling the beans early. He thought that developers were buying up all of this stuff. He didn't know. I didn't know either at first. It took me a minute to figure it out. So, but yeah, David's always figuring things out too. So, if you figured out something that we ain't figured out yet, maybe we have figured it out. Feel free to call in and share it on the podcast so that new players can listen to the podcast and learn. Provided you want people to learn. Some people are selfish and they want to keep all the knowledge and resources for themselves. They're not team players. Then again, the bad part about that is they're listening to the podcast. We're giving them tips and ideas. They're bad guys, but it could backfire. That's okay. The teamwork makes the dream work. And there's enough good guys amped up, ready to go, well, we can fight off all the bad guys. So, and I'm not 100% sure about this, but I still somewhat believe that there's more good in this world than bad. So, hopefully I'm not proven wrong. Well, 7 o'clock and nobody's called in except me. So that. So I guess I'll put in the disclaimer. And if David calls in, he calls in. If not, well, I don't know.
Well, crap, now I cannot reconnect with my Bluetooth to the radio. I'm not sure if he was able to catch all of that disclaimer or not, but it's on our website as well. We basically talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons & Dragons, PKRT, Red Towers. So... you know, just depends on what our caller wants to talk about. Or what we want to talk about. It just all depends. I got some notes. Michael put together some notes for tonight's podcast, but I don't know if he's going to be calling in or not. David's been bugging me about making notes, but neither one of us has been making any notes. Until recently, I started making notes. So, I mean, I made some in the past, too, but it's hit and miss. Depends on if I remember to do it or not. So, Yeah. I'm out here working in the oil fields. I'm a truck driver. And, I'm a frack sand hauler. But anyhow, Parallel Kingdom, Red Towers. So yeah, there's a couple cool new features, and there's a lot of glitches in the game. Now, if I didn't mention, I've got a cold, so I'm not feeling too good. Bear with me. I always have this kind of weird allergy thing, so I'm always clearing my throat and whatnot. I haven't figured out what the problem is or how to get rid of it. But my theory is the junk in our food, you know, the chemicals, the processing, the garbage that God did not intend to be in our food that we're putting in our face. You know, it affects everybody differently. My side effect is this allergy issue thing. And I notice it gets worse or better depending on what I eat. But I probably need to go vegan or more vegan than I am. But it's not an easy thing to do, especially when you like meat. I like meat. I'm a meat eater. I'm a lion. I'm a Leo. I like my meat, but I can only have so much of it before it bothers me. I don't think meat's my problem. I think it's processed crap. You know, this flavored cardboard and food paint. Way too much food paint in our diets. Like Gatorade, for example. Gatorade is my energy drink. I'll go and get vitamin B12 shots. And I'll put it in my Gatorade, and that's my that's my energy drink, because I gotta work nights. I'm a truck driver, and even if I'm working days, I have something to keep me going. B12, that's my big secret. There's energy herbs, too, that I take, but B12 is the main thing that I use. yeah. So anyways, yeah, we talk about everything under the sun. So, including but not limited to PK, Red Towers, Dungeons & Dragons. And we're a little demented, and that's why we're called Demented Dungeons & Dragons. So back to PK, Red Towers. I'm probably always going to call it PK. There are towers in the game that you can build, but they don't do anything. Somebody said something about attacking the tower once, and it was not a pretty sight. I thought the tower killed them. That'd be cool if it, like, came to life and attacked you, like a monster. But, that probably won't ever happen. But it'd be cool. Anyways, in Parallel Kingdoms, in PK, the towers basically were loaded with archers. And, it just came equipped with archers automatically. You never saw the archers, but you saw the arrows coming out of the towers. So anytime you attack a tower, it's bad news, you know. Well, that's what we thought it was going to be like here. But the towers don't do anything. They're just fancy flags. The other cool thing about the towers, though, is it takes a lot more to destroy them. You gotta attack it like a buttload of times. And we don't know how many towers you can build. The game says you can only build 5, but we haven't tested that. So we need to test that. If I can get this Bluetooth to work, I'd pull over and to give it a test. I think there's a rest area coming up. Yeah, there's a rest area coming up in, I think, about 5 miles or so, if I remember correctly. So I'll pull over in that rest area and test it out. Maybe try to call in with my other phone and hold the line while I disconnect this phone. And log back in so I can go on Bluetooth. So technically, I'm not supposed to be on the phone without Bluetooth while driving. And I don't normally do it, except like times like this where there's a glitch and my Bluetooth ain't working. Oh, hey, let me try hitting the Bluetooth button after I pass the Swift truck. Swift. Yeah, Swift sucks pretty much. But I thought about going to work for Swift as a trainer because I've been driving truck for 20 years. And right now, as far as I know, Swift pays the best for trainers. And to be honest, we don't have enough qualified trainers out here on the road. We have idiots teaching people how to drive trucks. You know, people, and I call them idiots because they've only got 6 months experience. It's like, you can't teach somebody how to do something, when, especially drive truck, if you've only got 6 months experience. You know, it's like I had a girlfriend, you know, fresh out of truck driving school. She felt like, and she acted like she knew more than I did. And I'm like, what? Yeah, it was like, she just got out of truck driving school and she only been doing, you know, trucking for maybe 2 months. She knew more in 2 months than I knew in 20 years, I tell you what. So anyway, that's the problem with these rookie trainers, you know. It's like, they act like they know it all, and they don't really know diddly squat. And we really do need some qualified trainers out here teaching people how to drive truck, because all we're doing is hurting ourselves by not doing such. I mean, it's hurting the industry. It's hurting our reputation. You know, whole nine yards. People don't like, people used to love truck drivers. Now people tend to hate truck drivers. And, you know, if it weren't for us, there wouldn't be any product on the shelf, you know. It's like I got this deal from my Dateline, TruckerDate.com. It says, you know, don't like trucks? Well, quit buying stuff. Problem solved, you know. If you don't like trucks, then, yeah, quit buying things, and then you won't have a need for trucks and truck drivers, and we won't be around, so it'll fix your problem. But unfortunately, people want and need things. They don't just magically appear on the shelf like some people think they do. And truck drivers have to provide it. So we are needed, but we are not appreciated anymore. And part of it is probably because we got dumbasses teaching people how to drive truck. And, I mean, you hear truck drivers bitching about these other truck drivers, too. So you're not the only one if you're, you know, not a driver and you're hearing me talk about this. You know, we complain about other drivers, too. You know, there's stupid people out there no matter how many wheels are on their vehicle. It's not just truck drivers. It's not just cars. It's not just motorcycles. There's a lot of stupid motorcycle drivers, too. And they want to act like we're the problem. And a lot of times it's them. But, you know, it's not just, you know, it's not about stereotyping. It's the individual whatever. You know, it's like there's smart motorcycle drivers. There's dumb motorcycle drivers. Smart four-wheelers, that's what we call cars. Dumb four-wheelers. Smart truckers and dumb truckers. But unfortunately, with the government putting fluoride in our water and toothpaste, and all this other garbage, people are getting dumber. We're having more problems. So, you know, we need to get back to an all-natural diet and get rid of these chemicals in our food and our environment and go back to God's medicine instead of this pharmaceutical crap. And that'll fix a lot of our problems. I mean, there's still going to be stupid people wandering the earth, but... And the problem is the government passes laws to protect stupid people. It's like, you know, like putting caution hot on your coffee or French fries. I mean, duh. If you buy hot coffee in order to get cold coffee, no. So, I mean, anybody with any brain would know that when they buy coffee, unless they will purchase, you know, a frappe mocha. I think a frappe is frozen. Anyway, you know, it's going to be hot. Before you know it, you'll have to put caution cold on the frappes. Anyway, oh, I froze my lips. I'm going to. Anyway, stupid people. We just need to just weed out the stupid people. Let them kill themselves, let them die off, then we won't have the stupid people problem no more, you know. But biggest problem is our government, you know, they promote stupid, so whatever, you know, because hey, if we're smart, then we don't need the government, and the government wants us to need them. They want us to be dependent, reliant on them, so they can control and dominate us. So yeah, they want us to be dumb. Anyhow, coming up on my rest area. Towers, red towers. So we don't know how many towers you can build. We don't know if in the future the towers will defend themselves or not. But shoot, if you can build unlimited towers, fuck, I'm going to be building towers everywhere instead of flags. Because people are always complaining about people burning their flags on the chat. Like a dog drafter got into a fight with this other guy. Some idiot was burning his stuff. And so he retaliated by burning him out. He was going to burn him out. And, you know, to be honest, I'd be the same way. You attack my shit, I'm gonna blow you out of the water if I can. And if I can't, I'm gonna call my crew to help. You know, because we don't like people attacking our stuff. So if somebody attacks our stuff, we gang up on them. Well, that's basically what he did. He just, you know, this guy targeted him, so he targeted him back. And he just went out of his way to destroy all of this guy's flags. He's like, Draft Dodger, quit burning my flags, because you started it, you know. He's like, you want a truce? He's like, you will go repair all my flags first. Well, one, you can't do that. You have to repair your own flags. And he said, Draft Dodger said, basically, to hell with that. He said, I'll make you a deal. We have a truce right now. You touch another one of my flags and I'm going to take you out. I'll burn you out until you decide to quit, the, you know, quit playing the game. Of course, all you got to do is create a new alt, new character, create a new alt or whatever. Then he won't know who he is. But, you know, as long as he doesn't try to touch his flags, because, like I said, some of us are touchy about our flags. We don't like people burning our shit. But yeah, if we can build unlimited towers, I'll be building towers all the way up I-55. Nobody will be burning down my towers. Well, if they do, it'll take them a while. So I'm going to do a little test once I reach this rest area, wherever it is. I can see it on the GPS, I just haven't reached it yet. haven't even reached the 1 mile marker. But I don't know where the hell David is. I don't even know if I'm still talking. Okay, yeah, I'm still going. Red Towers. So yeah, we talk about everything. If you go back a couple podcasts, you'll see some religious stuff that I posted. I think I got it from either the History Channel, Discovery Channel, or National Geographic's on unfolding truths and fictions about the Bible. You might say I'm agnostic. I'm a seeker of knowledge and truth. We call ourselves othertarians because when you go to like datelines and social networks, they ask you what your religion is. And a lot of times we'll just put other, spiritual but not religious, or Christian other. Because Christian is basically our foundation, but we don't really fit in with a lot of quote-unquote Christians, because most of them are brainwashed. And we prefer to be free thinkers. So, a lot of Christians are either brainwashed or they're fake. So, you just got to watch out for, you got to watch out for anybody, because, you know, some people put up a really good front, and it gets your trust, and once you drop your guard, you know, they stab you in the back, rip you off, whatever. Take advantage of it. Like my second wife's father used to always say, there's two types of people in this world. There's the prey and the predator. I used to think there was a third type, but there's not. The third type is basically, well, I guess you could call it, there's four types. But there's spin-offs of these two types. You have the prey that is either a victim their whole life, or you have the prey that figures out how to identify the predator and becomes the defender. And they defend themselves as well as other prey. And I'm in the beginning stages of my cheek hit a button. I've always been, I guess, kind of a prey and defender. But now I'm becoming more of a defender and less of a prey. I'm starting to figure it out. You know, I used to trust too much. I used to wear my heart on my sleeve. I used to give people the benefit of the doubt. Where the heck is this rest area? Here's a pull-off ramp. Oh, wait, I think I see a rest area. So... now, I'm very, I guess you could say, guarded. I'll analyze people, I'll analyze everything before I will let my guard down. I'm very particular and very cautious about who I have in my circles, that be in real life or even in the game. here's my exit. Ah, good, there's plenty of parking. Alright, hang on a second. It's not a rest area, it's a parking area, but same difference. Nice thing is people don't tend to park in the parking area, so there's plenty of room. People look for rest areas. The other thing is nice is way stations. I mean, I hate weigh stations, all truck drivers do. But at night when you're looking for parking, a weigh station is a perfect place to pull over and catch a break. You know, take a power nap, take your 10-hour break, whatever. So, I'll put this on speaker. And I'm going to, maybe I guess I'll connect this other phone. Bluetooth is on. And phone. Programmed in this phone, and then we'll go to the next level. Kind of don't like this other phone. I upgraded it because it had more hard drive and it was cheaper. But it's an LG and I'm used to a Samsung. Ah, cool. Alright. So I'm going to call in with my other phone.
Welcome. This service is provided by FreeConferenceCall.com. Please enter your app. Please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash. Thank you. There is one other participant in the conference. The recording has started. Please announce yourself.
got to kill a beer. And it's in the way of building a little tower. But see, this guy's built a little tower. Now you can name your towers. Oh. Okay, this guy has not built any towers yet, so this is the first two towers this guy has built. Built the flag in Silver Tower. Throw a flag, go back over there. Build tower. Alright. Says I've built 3 of 5 towers so far. Let's see if we can keep doing this, see how many towers. That should be 4 of 5. Yep. Man, there's 5 of 5 towers. Alright, let's see if it'll let me build another one. Nope. It'll let me build 5 towers. So now, it's not like I need any towers right now. They don't do anything. Somebody will see them and be like, what the hell? That's everything for them. Destroy. 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 That's weird. Oh well, the hell with it. Okay, so you can only create 5 towers. So there's that secret. Or the answer to that question that David Ray was talking about it yesterday. Always make sure you harden your flags. That also makes it harder for some people to destroy your flag. They can still do it, it just takes longer. But you've got to have stones to do that. I already told you the secret, beginning of the podcast, how to get stones, whatnot, that you need. Got 2 missions accomplished. Keep rolling. I still got 1 hour and 11 minutes for my destination. Make up some sand and go deliver. Hopefully, by next week, I'll be feeling better. I don't do chemicals. I only do natural stuff. It's all natural. So I went to China Mart, aka Walmart. Was looking in the all natural section, could not find it. So I went to the pharmacist and asked where it was, and if it was natural. She looked at me funny. Like, what? She pointed it out, said it was not all natural. I didn't think it was. I didn't buy it. I mean, I will if I have to, but not that bad. Pharmaceuticals for me is like the last resort. I gotta be dying before I'll take it. Even then, I'd rather die. So, yeah, I'd rather die than this pharmaceutical crap. And son, mother, bitch, the other day. I wasn't providing insurance for him. Well, one, I don't have it. Can't afford it. Not yet. I know I have to have it because of communist gear. But, nonetheless, the only reason why I really carry it is because the terrorists in our government force us to have it. Otherwise, they punish us. And originally, Obama said, oh, there will never be a tax. Bullshit. And I really wouldn't have a problem with paying for the insurance. I mean, there's a lot of people who are tree huggers like me who do have a problem. Now, I know when I say I'm a tree hugger and I find out I'm in the oil business, they're like, what the hell is medical expenses? You might say yes or no. I stood with Standing Rock. That was wrong. They should not have done it. But I'm not against drilling for oil. I think we use too much of it. The oil reservoirs do replenish themselves, but we're using it too fast. It doesn't replenish itself fast enough. So, yes, that's where the conflict of interest is. But otherwise, it's not a conflict. We need it for certain things. We don't need as much of it as what we're using. There's alternatives like solar, wind, plasma, so on and so forth. We're doing those things on our land. So we got David, David, and David. Hey! Hello, and welcome to the DDD Podcast, Dimension Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including, but not limited to, Dungeons and Dragons. We might be. Hello. Probably David Ray.
Can you hear me?
There he is.
Yeah, I lost track of time. My apologies.
Yeah. No comment.
No comment.
That's what guys say yesterday.
Say what?
Say it's okay, I was late yesterday.
Well, yeah, it's not professional.
Well, I was sick and I fell asleep waiting for a load.
Oh, I hear you.
But that's still no excuse.
Well, it is an excuse. And it's maybe even, you know, understandable, but yeah, we got to work on not doing that. And that includes me, because I just did it.
Well, I was listening to last night's podcast, and I had an epiphany.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
And I was listening to last night's podcast, and I had an epiphany. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Apparently, I don't have good signal here tonight.
Tonight?
Well, the green.
Maybe you can go back to a China mark.
Yeah. Well, talking of which, what does it mean to you?
What?
What does unlimited mean to you?
Right? What is there unlimited? Hello? You need to relocate.
While we're on the farm?
What?
Like going back to the farm?
Going back to the farm. Oh, you're in the greenhouse?
I'm at the greenhouse.
Yeah, I don't know. That phone sucks, or that service sucks.
Well, it's Verizon. It's just through one of their... For some of you, I certainly sure that.
Yeah. That
well, it'll probably improve when Verizon puts their new tower in Stockton.
But as soon as you figure out where you get better signal, I'll finish chewing you out.
Yeah. Hey, can you chew me?
Bye. Hello.
You can't even chew me out properly because I don't have good enough signal for that.
I know, right? No, I said I should have never told you the secret. because once I told you the secret, you abandoned me.
I don't understand that.
I should have never told you the secret. Once I told you the secret, you had all of these materials and you abandoned me and went your own way.
Now, you know better than that because you have built flags based on the flags that went built along the route.
I did not hear them.
I saw the new flags that you built based on the flags that I built. So you know that I'm not off on my own route.
I thought that you might have came back to the main route. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, because once King Futura starts working, we know he's going to bring us back to the area too. And And Sir Snot has been working it still. So there's at least four of us working that path. And I looked over the difference between the two, and it's not that much. So going a little further, divided by four, is equal to less. So
you came to your senses and you came back and joined the team.
Yeah, I checked route, but I don't think there's enough intelligent people out on their own, and it'd be hectic trying to explain to people, okay, turn here, turn there, go so far this way.
but most people don't need drives.
Yeah, so it's got to be a little more. Yeah.
Gotta keep it simple.
So, I know you could work out the walking path, but there's at least two other people who'd be helping us, and I don't know whether they'd be willing to work out the other path or not. But
I don't know. Jack seems to think I'm dumb.
Yeah, and then the game reset me, so you're going to find that I doubled up my flags. This street looks familiar. Huh. You got two of them in this area. One of them looks familiar, too, and then all of a sudden I started seeing some flags pop up.
Do
you have Michael on the line?
Sorry, what?
Do you have Michael on the line?
No.
Okay, what's this? Did you build another tower?
I built five towers.
What'd you do that for?
To see if we could build more towers.
Ah.
And we cannot.
Okay, but you can destroy them. I know that, because I built one accidentally and destroyed it immediately.
Yes. That one I could not destroy because there was too much stuff over it. I couldn't visit it. As I
create
it, I'll just leave it and come back to destroy it later.
Huh. Yeah, you see the gaps. That's where all the other towers were. Yeah, I don't see no gaps. So I'm probably going to be building right over the top. Oh, I got reset again. And it damn road again. What the hell?
Yeah, Yeah, we've got like a half dozen or so people traveling that route. We'll definitely get there a lot quicker if we stay on that route. Oh, the Jazz came and joined us.
Is he?
He's working his way up 55 also.
Okay, and what name is he going by? Jazz still, or?
Yeah, same name as before, PK.
Very good. I'll be sure to friend him.
Yeah, I went ahead and gave him like 100 million gold and told him to listen to our podcast so he can figure out how to get more, max out all the stuff.
Rightio. Okay. Looks like I got no internet.
Yeah, when we first started PK, he helped me out and gave me awesome weapons. I just returned the favor. Gave the gold to upgrade all his weapons. But you need to check this stuff. Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
There you are. Yeah. David Ray already knows. Basically, when we first started playing PK, we landed in our hometown because it was basically his game. Which Twin Towers will be too, it just hasn't gotten here yet. So we built our houses, we built our stuff there in the town, the nearest town where we live. So, I didn't think nothing of it. He had crystal huts and oil wells, and we needed those crystals and oil to do things. So I was raiding his crystal huts and his oil wells. Finally, after I'd done it so many times, he came after me. And during that, he came after me with his minions. What were they called? Trolls. And he had like four trolls with him. He's all decked out with weapons and armor, and all of his trolls are too. He throws his net over me. I can't move. And he's like, "Why are you raiding me?" And I was like, "Sorry." I didn't really know there was anything wrong with it. And then he looked at my stats and realized I was a noob. He's like, "Damn it. I can't kill him because he's a noob." I mean, he could have. But instead of destroying me, he gave me a really cool weapon. I was like, "Cool, thank you. What do you want for it?" He goes, "Nothing, just don't raid me anymore." And David's going again. Because, I mean, I didn't have nothing. I just started the game, you know. So here he gives me this really cool weapon. What was it? It was a spear. It was a spear with death metal and an arrow and a stone in it, so that you can level it up more. And basically what this weapon did was it created these little minions. Skeleton minions for you. And they help you fight, which was freaking awesome. That weapon helped me out a lot. So, So, yeah, just like, why are you raiding me? Sorry. Here, have a cool weapon. Thank you. You know? It's nice. But it was like a peace offering. And it was the beginning of our alliance. So now, later, he invited us to join his kingdom, which his son was the king. And so now we're loyal to their kingdom. And so now that Red Towers is up and running, once we're able to form kingdoms, we already know what kingdom we belong to. Provided they still want us. But, if not, we'll build our own, no big deal. But we prefer to be part of their team because they're cool people. And, you know, Huac, he's a good king. And he does a really good job of running the kingdom. And all that good stuff. And it's a lot of work to be a king and run the kingdom. And I mean, it's not a lot of work, but you know, you gotta protect it. You gotta build it up and make it strong, do all this stuff. And I can do all that. But, you know, why? We can catch somebody who does a really good job at it. You know? So, they do a good job at building and running the kingdom and a good moral kingdom. They got their people's back. They don't go out and plunder and pillage, and they protect their own. So, they're team players. And we couldn't have stumbled across being a better team. You know, these people were awesome. So, we are very loyal to them. Even if we start our own team, we will have an alliance with them. Because they're good people. And they don't live very far from them. You know, that's kind of why we started the game in the first place. We thought, okay, we can meet networking people in our area. And it worked. So, you know, right now, Red Towers doesn't quite work that way. But it still does. Because, like King Ventura, he's from our area too. He's a little further away, but he's still somewhat in our area. So, he's working his way up to his area. And we're working our way up to our area. Anybody who's going to be running up I-55 is going to be, you know, eventually going to be running up to our area. And we're going to be able to network with them. So, hello, and welcome to the DDD podcast. The mention DungeonsDragons.com.
Yeah.
My voice is starting to crack. I'm talking too much. I hope I don't lose the voice. I was just talking about PK, why we joined, joining to network with locals, and it was successful, and finding a good kingdom and all that stuff.
All right. I think I'm back again.
Did you hear any of that?
No, I got bumped off by the thing wanting me to announce myself. By any chance, can you hear me better now?
I can hear you better.
Okay, I know what the problem is, and I can't really fix it because this greenhouse has a fan that separates the inner wall from the outer wall, and that's the static, that's the problem with my voice. The noise cancellation cancels out the fan, but it also cancels out part of my voice. Anyway, I'm going to plug it back in, and I'm going to sound crappy. But next week, I'll try to rearrange things so that contending with that additional noise.
The noise doesn't seem to be affecting anything. That's affecting your signal.
Yeah.
Because we're not getting any background noise. It's just, you're not there. You're fading in and out.
Right. That's what you're not understanding about what I just told you. All right? The phone does noise cancellation, so you'll never hear the fan. But in the process of canceling out the fan, it causes my voice to drop out.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I've dealt with noise canceling mics for a long time in trucking. They don't work that
well. Well, okay. Well, apparently it is, because when I shut off the fan, you could hear me better. So.
I can hear you fine now.
All right. Well, I got you wedged in a box at a higher level, hopefully to get a better signal. It says I have 4G, but only one bar of it.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, I noticed you phone. You gotta have a phone and the internet in
order to make the phone call. Like, I'm not trying to get on the internet. Okay, I just visited one of your towers. Problem is, it's in a place where I've built a whole bunch of flags already. Matter of fact, this will be the third set of flags I built here, if I build them again. Not sure I have much choice.
They're not showing up because you don't have much choice.
Well, I'll build them.
Yeah,
you know, I'll run into my own flags again. But this time I do know that I've been here. So, have you noticed that you've used mana?
I have not.
Yeah, I used 240 mana. Kind of stands out when you have 2 billion even, and then all of a sudden you have 1,999,999,760 mana.
Well, your character's got to eat something.
My what?
Your character has to eat.
Well, yeah, so it ate some mana, I guess. Anyway, I wasn't around long enough to see anybody comment on what uses mana.
Me neither.
So. So yours is the only voice I hear. Do we have a guest?
Yeah, David Ring.
Yeah, I guess I'm a guest today.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Blah, 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 blah.
So did you have Michael online? Did he talk about anything? Well, and he took notes.
What?
And he took notes, and he was supposed to be all excited about coming in. I'm disappointed.
He's a no-call, no-show.
No-call, no-show. Yeah, so is I, more or less.
Actually, he did let me know that he probably wasn't
going to
be able to make it again.
Right. Yep.
I don't remember what happened last week, why he couldn't come in, but this week, he's out working, and he's running the forklift out on the phone. So, now that I think about it, maybe I don't want to go do that because then we'll be able to do the podcast, but, you know, at all.
Yeah, it'd be erratic and you wouldn't be able to get on it.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
following
on
time, you know I can monologue now.
I
tell you what, I'd be reading a lot of books into the podcast. You would have stuff to listen to.
There you go. Stuff to sleep to.
Yeah. Are you saying my voice would put you to sleep?
When you read.
Yep. Okay, one of the websites I go to frequently threw up a pop-up ad. Urgent! The FCC is about to announce a vote on its plan to kill net neutrality. We have just days to stop censorship, throttling, and extra fees online. Congress needs to hear from internet users like you right now. Learn more. You got 10 days, 3 hours, 35 minutes, and 38 seconds. They want your phone number, and they want you to call Congress.
Just call Congress.
Yep. It says, we will only use your phone number to contact this call. Privacy policy and get the code. Not in the U.S., donate. Well, I'm not in the U.S.
You create the text now phone number. Give that number.
Okay, this ad is for a site called battleforthenet.com. And their privacy policy is on that site /privacy. And they got a widget they want you to get on GitHub.
Now, the problem is a lot of these people are only out to make money. you know, it's like these activist groups, they're only activists to get money. And that's the only reason why they're doing it. If there's no money, they wouldn't do it.
Well, this is basically true.
And like cancer awareness, cancer cures. They know full well that there's a cure out there. They don't care. My cure that's already got, that we already have.
Well, yeah, they make a good profit off of not curing your cancer. Why would they want to cure your cancer and no longer make a profit?
Right. So they're raising money for the sake of raising money.
Somebody walks up to them and says, you know, there's already 17 cures for cancer, and they've been known for centuries. The number one best cure for cancer is good nutrition. If you got cancer, that's proof that you are deficient in certain nutrients. And every cancer has a different nutrient that revolves around. I was saying that every cancer has a nutrient that it revolves around. You know, like thyroid cancer revolves around iodine. If you got thyroid cancer, you need to eat foods high in iodine.
There you go.
They don't do that. If they did that...
Yeah,
they don't want to tell you to do that because that's actually cheap and easy. You go get some seafood and eat it, some seaweed. And it's actually pretty tasty.
Well, that, you know, they can't tell you that. Does anyone mean anybody? Unless they buy stocks in seafood. I mean, seaweed.
Well... Yeah. There's more profit in giving you chemo and killing you slowly than there is in actually curing. And that's what our friend ran into. His problem was twofold. One, the cures for these people's problems was cheap and easy, and so he didn't really make money selling herbs. If he's going to make money, it was off the consultations. And
that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
The problem was the same thing that Marcus Rosberg complains about all the time. People want a pill, want a quick fix. They want a band-aid. They don't want to change their lives. They don't want to change their lifestyle. They want you to fix them. They want a miracle. They want magic.
Yeah. Come on, just give me a quick fix. I don't care how it works, just do it. So, that's what, yep.
We don't offer that. So, 9 times out of 10, they're going to go to somebody who does. And who does that? The pharmaceutical industry.
Well, yeah, your standard doctor will give you the quick fix.
Right. What they don't tell you is they're actually hurting you more than what they're fixing.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, by the law, they have to tell you that they're hurting you more.
Well, no. They have
to tell you about side effects.
Yeah. But then what they say is potential side effects. Kind of less dramatic, whatever. Like, oh, there's a possible chance of this, that, whatever. Most people cut off.
Yeah.
people like us. Fuck that. I'd rather have migraines.
Yep.
You know, or whatever. You're secure from migraines, but the side effect is bleeding out of your ass. I'll take the headache. Thank you.
Yeah, they don't tell you drinking more water usually makes headaches go away. Unless your headache's caused by hypertension, which happens when you exert yourself real hard and then drink excessive water in order to make up for all the sweat you're pouring out. And a lot of marathon runners, they run into that danger because they know they need to hydrate, so they drink water. And when they finally slow down, all that water then starts moving toward the brain. The brain expands, and they have a heart attack due to hypertension, or what I forget exactly what it's called, but, you know, that's from drinking too much water. But generally speaking, if you got a headache, drink more water. You know, that'd be an example, though, where you'd want to not drink water.
Right. Water, there's also an herb called Feverfew, you know, that will help as well if water isn't the only fixer. It could be a nutrition of the vision. Yeah, you can have a bone spur that's causing tension on your nerves, and that's causing the headache. Well, there's herbs out there that fix that problem as well.
You mean like gravel root?
Gravel root. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you just eat your weeds.
Eat your weedies.
Eat your weeds. Gotta eat healthy. You know, eat as healthy as you possibly can. We know it's not as easy as it sounds. We struggle with it ourselves. You know, drink a lot of herbs. Drink a lot of water. As long as you do more right than you're doing wrong, you're generally going to be pretty healthy.
Yep.
Just do one thing at a time, you know. Like milk, for example. If you like milk, just replace your commercial crap milk with the healthier milk. Then, next week, pick something else. You know, one thing at a time.
That's actually pretty much what I did.
Yeah, that's what I tell people to do. That's pretty much what I do. Just replace one unhealthy item with one healthy item. Like smoking. I used to be a smoker. So, quit smoking. I mean, I probably could have, but it was hard. So instead of trying to quit smoking, I just switched from an unhealthy cigarette to a healthier cigarette.
Right.
Tobacco's maybe not necessarily bad. Too much of it is. So I switched to all natural organic tobacco, and eventually I cut down and quit. And occasionally. I mean, maybe once a year now I'll have a craving. But, those gradually went away. It's like gradually not wanting to smoke anymore. Or, cutting down my smoking. And when I finally quit, I had urges, but I put on a little bit of weight. But, exercise and eating right. That problem. because over time, the weight will start going away as well.
Yeah, so, I forgot about that. Cigarettes help you lose weight.
That's one reason why a lot of people smoke. Like this one girl, she was Mary's cousin. And that was the main reason why she smoked. Because she didn't want to be fat. But, you know, she also, you can tell that if she didn't watch it, she could get fat real quick. She's one of those. But, you know, like Mary, she was just skinny. You know, it'd be a shocker if she got fat. But this girl, I mean, she was just naturally thicker. And I don't know if it was because of her diet or what. She was just thicker. So, yeah, if she changed her habits that caused her to gain more weight, she gained weight quick. But she probably already had a healthy habit. Smoking, it may have helped her with the weight loss, but it created other unhealthy problems. But anyways, go ahead and monologue for about 15 minutes. I got to go to the bathroom.
Right. Like done. I got reading material on hand. Well, let's see what I got.
It might only be 5 minutes. Talk about Red Towers.
Yeah, Red Towers. What am I going to talk about? The fact that I keep popping back where I came from?
Well, act like our listeners are just starting out. They're noobs. They don't know anything about PK, and they don't know anything about Red Towers. And educate them.
All right, well, I'll tell them about PK. And that's basically what Red Towers wants to become. All right. PK is this game where you started out in the place where you physically were. It's a GPS-based game, sort of like Pokemon Go, except Pokemon Go, you have to actually walk around to go find things. All right? Well, PK is a little different than that. It starts you out with where you're at, and you can always teleport to the location where you're at on the map, but you have to actually walk from place to place in the game. All right? And you place flags or towers and build things, and that's how you end up building a kingdom is what you end up doing, and eventually you run into other players who are in your area, supposedly, and you either battle it out or you join in with them and work together. You know, I don't know how to say it other than that. Anyway, so here's Red Towers. PK went off the market, and we recently learned that there's a reason why they went off the market. And so probably going to have trouble with Red Towers and such as well, because it just didn't have the followership it used to have. Plus, people were hacking the game and taking advantage of a glitch to get free premium whatevers. And so kind of hurt the game, and so the game went away. So, but, you know, you go out and you place your flags, and you fight monsters, and, you know, all this neat stuff. So, last thing, I don't think you want to read about that. Let's see, what else do I have here? Oh. Well. Yeah, I don't think that's going to work either. Huh. Well. Yeah, me, monologue. That's a bit of a joke. I have to have something to actually read or do or something. Or this is going to be a real pitiful monologue. I'm still looking. Huh. Ah, there we go. Let's see now. Yeah. Looks like I have nothing to read. I got complaints about my operating system and the mouse that doesn't work properly. That's, you know, I'm desperately looking for something to read to you guys, and I'm not finding it. So, well, maybe this. The Keshi Foundation. Oops. Not what I wanted. Let's see now. I don't know if anything I have here, but they... This group came up with designs or a power generator that apparently does greater than unity. They're spelled K-E-S-H-E. And I'm trying to find something they have that I could read to you, but I don't think reading you patents would be terribly... terribly interesting. Probably more interesting than what I'm doing right now. Well, let's see what else I can find here. There we go. Earth bag building. Let's see now. Actually, I do have something I can read to you from. It's a little... Here it is. Yeah. I can read to you from the Free Church Report. And what I'll do is I'll make a point of bookmarking where I'm at. I'm not reading the same thing over and over and over again every time. Okay, so I'm reading from... the front of the book, it's is basically part of the foreword. Okay, so it's describing the cover art of the book. Okay, the cover of this book, The Bride of Christ, The picture on the cover of this book is a sketch by George John Pinwell. It is a picture of the famous Lady Godiva, who reportedly rode through town naked. Godifu means gift of God. The Countess Godifu, or Lady Godiva, as we know her today, was historically famous for a number of reasons. She is mentioned in the Stowe Charter, Spalding Charter, and the Doomsday Survey of 1085, ordered by William the Conqueror. She was one of the few Anglo-Saxons to retain land after the Norman conquest, and the only woman mentioned as a landholder. She was known as a kind and beautiful woman, as a widow, and wealthy in her own right. She became the wife of a second husband, Leofric III, who was Earl of Mercia and Lord of Coventry. Forgive me if I mispronounce these words. They're not familiar to me. Leofric, Godiva's Norman husband, was a man of authority and power. He chose to burden the people with grievous taxation. Lady Godiva continuously appealed to her husband to grant a relief and free the people from these rigorous and regulatory burdens. But she did not just talk about the needs of the people. She acted upon those needs. She was also famous for her building projects and is still considered a patron saint of engineers. What she often built were churches and abbeys. Ah, I hear somebody else coming in.
Yeah, it took longer than expected because I talked to a driver. He might be coming to work here.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I'm out recruiting.
Well, I get to read that page again because I didn't finish it. I started reading the Free Church report again.
Okay. Finish.
Nope. Yeah, one of these times I'll call in on an off day and start reading the book.
My Bluetooth disconnected.
Your Bluetooth attacked?
Oh, wait, there it goes. Cool. Hi. Hello?
Hello.
Ah, there you are.
Yeah. You said something about your Bluetooth went out.
Yeah, because I set the truck off. There was only one key to this truck, so I set the truck off so I could lock it up.
So it killed your Bluetooth.
Yeah, when I fired the truck back up, when I got back in, yeah, it reset everything.
Yeah.
was going to say something when I got back, but I forgot.
Yeah, that's typical.
Something about Red Towers or PK.
Right. Yeah, I tried to give my synopsis. I probably did a very bad job of it.
You suck.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, you showed me today about the reasons why PK died.
Oh, that was what it was.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to talk about. Yeah, I told him what reason we thought it was. He goes, "You're dumb, right?" And I said, "Maybe." And then Impos, LOL, that. But anyways, yeah, I don't know. We don't. I don't think any of us really knows why PK died. But that was his synopsis.
Oh yeah, I mean. Well, part of the problem is the population was dwindling down to nothing, and even with nothing in the population, the world was conquered. There was nothing new to conquer. You know, when we showed up, we were walking on the shoulders of giants.
Well, yeah, but, you know, if the giants gave up and left, then there's all kinds of stuff for people like the new guys to do.
Yeah. Like, go down to the South Pole and find it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of things that we did that experienced players were like, what?
Well, yeah, I had this wild and crazy idea that probably would have rocked the world if I'd done it early on in the game. They won't let me build a city here? Well, then I'll move a city here. You'll do what?
Well, yeah. And Jazz and I both probably would have let you do it sooner if we would have understood what you were trying to do.
Yeah, that's ultimately why I went off by myself, you know. So, which is the reason why I was willing to go off by myself to build my own path, you know, to get back home. You know. But, you know, sometimes it does work better to have people working with you. So.
Well, in that case, yeah, but I mean, the other case, you had to demonstrate what you wanted to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't always.
Yeah.
You might know something's right, but it's not always easy to explain it.
Well, yeah, you had to paint us a picture because we didn't get it. We didn't understand what you were trying to do.
Yep.
And then when we figured it out, we were kind of out for it.
Right. And part of my project required a designated enemy. You know.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. So. And that was a concept that was a little hard for people to understand. It's like, well, if I attack the city, I won't be allowed in the city. It's like, well, yeah, but if you're friends with somebody who's allowed in the city, they can invite you into the city, and you can do your attack. You know? Because you gotta kill some flags.
It also helped that I had a whole bunch of alts.
Oh, yeah.
That was the other thing that we were missing before. We didn't have enough fuels. We didn't have more records so that we can stretch the city.
Well, yeah, city size is determined by how many people you have in the city who are active. And so it didn't matter if there was three people in the city or five people in the city if none of them had played for a year.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't active. So you couldn't reduce the size of the city and then expect to build it back up because, you know, you needed active members in order to build it back up.
Right. We had one member that was inactive constantly, Mike Berger.
Well, we woke up that one player by raiding his stuff.
Yeah, it was Wagenberg.
Yep.
Raiding his things. And I kept sending him messages, too. But I told him we're only raiding him because he's inactive. So if he goes inactive, we apologize. I did that too. Every inactive player, well, not everyone, most inactive players that I raided, sent them a message saying, "You're inactive, so I'm raiding you, but if you go active again, please don't attack me."
Yeah.
I don't raid, I don't attack active players. You know, if you're not an active player, then we want your stuff, then we're going to take your stuff. But if you're active, we'll leave you alone.
We'll even pay you for it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing about vaults or fuels. You got to make sure they stay active.
Yep.
You got to log them in every once in a while. Oh. Well, the line's not as long as it used to be. Or the last time I was here, it was a really, really long line. I'm a fracking frack sand hauler.
You're fracking the earth.
I'm not, but I'm aiding and abetting.
Yeah, crack the continent.
Are you sure?
Help him bring about the change that's going to cause us. Go ahead.
Are we sure that's really the cause?
No, but when I was watching the earthquakes in the Midwest, they fell in line with the fracking in Oklahoma. I'm very sure that the fracking there in the middle of Oklahoma is the reason for the new fault line that runs all the way to California and all the way to New York, passes just under Missouri, goes right through the boot heel, does this nice little
water.
Say what?
So drilling for water will create the same problem, no?
Well,
I know that drilling for water is, they don't go as deep.
You raised some doubts in my mind that it was the fracking. But they're doing something that's explosive. All right? And I was told that was the fracking.
No.
All right?
They don't use explosives. Well,
but what you're telling me is they're not doing anything explosive. All right? So there's something going on in the middle of Oklahoma that involves putting a lot of energy into the Earth's crust. And it seems to be associated. Go ahead.
Sometimes there's explosives being used, but not very much. Mostly they're just drilling.
Right. So it doesn't make sense if the... Yeah.
The only time they use explosives is if maybe the drill will not penetrate whatever they're trying to drill through.
Right. See, now, maybe I should start watching that stuff again and, you know, reporting to you what I see. Because maybe there's something else going on that appears to be close, you know, it appears to be closely associated with fracking, because it happens in the places where they're doing the fracking. There's another one, another major area where they do fracking up north. And there's a new fault line that runs from just a little bit past it also to New York. These two new fractures converge in New York. All right? And, you know, and they're basically, they're splitting the continent in a new direction. They're literally at right angles to the fault line that's already there. What's the one they call that runs right past Missouri, north-south?
I don't know. San Andreas?
No, that's out west. Anyway, I can't remember the name of it. But it about every 100 years, it causes a pretty major earthquake, and we're now close to 100 years overdue. So the last one that it did rang bells in church steeples out on the East Coast. So you're talking about an awful lot of force to ring bells 500 miles away.
Yeah, so every 100 years, they haven't been using explosives that long, have they?
Well, no, that's an earthquake that occurs naturally. And that's that particular fault line basically runs parallel to the Mississippi River. And I forgot the name of that fault line. But it runs right through the middle of the continent. So, but these new ones, you know, if you ask for a map showing where the fault lines are, they aren't going to show up on those maps. I only observed them because I was watching all the little earthquakes that were happening for about a year and a half. And I kept marking them on a map. And they're small earthquakes, but they all occur along these lines. You know, it's like 2.4 to 3.1. These earthquakes. Very minor. And if you're sitting on top of one, you might not even notice it.
Right.
You know, 2.4 is nothing. Okay? But it's still there. Okay? And it keeps happening along this fault line, along this path that passes right through the fracking that's going on in Oklahoma, and I forget where the one up north is, but there's some fracking going on up north. But that fault line passes just below Chicago, and ends somewhere near, you know, in that general area. You know. So it passes just under the Great Lakes. The one that passes under Missouri does an arcing path all the way out to California and terminates someplace north of San Francisco. And Yeah, actually, it's a little hard to track it at that point because there's all these earthquakes going on in California all the time. You know, so tracking it in that direction, it kind of hard to tell. Tracking in the other direction, it stops at in a place in New York, and the other one joins up with it there. You know, so. So, yeah, I mean, you know, when you described it as them just digging wells, well, it doesn't make sense that that would cause an earthquake.
Right.
You know. If anything, digging wells is going to relieve pressure and reduce the number of earthquakes you get. Now, I don't know. Anyway. So they blame fracking, but apparently there's something else going on, and whoever's doing something else has us all looking at fracking. And we're looking in the wrong place.
Well, government's great about distracting us.
Oh, yeah.
And the government pretty much controls the media. So, PK died.
What now? Oh, PK. Yeah, PK died. Why did it die? What was the theory this guy gave you?
Well, he said it was four reasons.
Yep.
One was lack of money.
Right.
And two was lack of players. Three was old technology.
That's right.
So, if that was truly the problem, then Red Tower is just going to have the same problem.
Right. Yeah. There's not going to be enough players. It's not going to make money. It's going to end up dying.
Well, the biggest thing is the money glitches. You know, if you get as much golden mana as you want without having to worry about paying for it, they're not going to make any money.
Well, that's because the glitch they have right now is easily fixable by testing for does the person actually have the item that he's selling? And does the person buying actually have the money that he's paying? You know, that would end that glitch right there. And that's actually pretty standard to programming. So, you know, so apparently the programmers put something together that they hadn't tested. And that's also typical. That happens. So it's actually a pretty easy fix at this point.
Right.
Hang on a second. All right. You all are gonna be in. Hey, Tony, I need you to back up and pull over to your left just a little bit.
Probably
Viagra 4, take it to the left a little bit. Go pull forward, Tommy.
Hey, hello.
Yeah, they should be calling me here in a second. I don't know if they want me under under silo 1 or under silo 2. So, yeah, I can read you what he said, but I screenshotted it.
Yeah, I was actually able to read it directly right after you told me about it.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and read it to the listeners.
Yeah, if I can find it. I got this new phone, so I gotta figure out how it works. Okay. Oh, yeah. The beginning of the conversation was, I said something about the podcast, and he goes, you're an SLA podcast or something like that. I said, it used to be a PK podcast before they died. He goes, that's why it died. I said, LOL. And I said, maybe. Then I said, we think they had stolen software and got sued. And he's like, Per Blue? And I was like, yep. He said, you're dumb, right? I said, maybe.
Yeah.
And then Impulse said, LOL. Then he said, the game was shut down because, one, lack of players. Two, lack of income. Three, outdated tech. Four, lack of interest. And then he said the game's old code wasn't keeping up with the new phone. I thought it was just a plan, but whatever. They would have needed a complete rewrite. Well, rewrite it and launch a new game. Yeah, it would have been better to do that. Say, we're starting fresh.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. I play this game, Iruna, all right? And they did a spinoff called Toram. And I guess now they have a Toram 2. Alright? But the Iruna and Toram are still running. Okay? People are still downloading those and playing in those worlds. Okay?
But they're not the
There's no reason why PK couldn't have done the same thing.
Right. Launch a PK 2.
Yeah, you know,
and the old PK would have been clunky and had glitches and crashed all the time. But people that wanted to stay there can stay there and keep playing.
Yeah, and there was people who were paying for the service still there at the end. You know, if they had a problem with somebody stealing service, you know, it was a matter of them closing the hole. But some of the problems I saw with PK is they were trying to push you down holes that you didn't want to go down. If you played outside the box, they punished you for it rather than saying, hey, that's a neat idea.
Like what? Besides having alts.
Well, yeah, there's that too, you know. Well, for one, wanting to build your city someplace else, you know. They built in limitations to doing certain things. Oh, somebody told me that if you move your city section too far away, apparently a player had tried what I was doing. And apparently there was a limit to how far you could stretch it before it wouldn't let you build another city section. And I hadn't hit that wall yet. But it was instituted when somebody tried to do what I was doing.
So basically, the place you wanted to do it was too far away, but where we did it, it was close enough.
It was close enough, yeah. You know, so I mean, it wasn't until after I started doing it that somebody, I got a hold of somebody who had seen it done before.
You know, but Stockton may have been too far.
Maybe, but I never made. You know, we never made it that far. The game ended before we could do it.
Right.
You know. But what was the city I went for? Ava? I pulled Ava all the way up to, was it Mountain View, Mountain Grove? What's the name of that town down there? Wasn't Ava.
Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon. What was the city south of Mount Vernon that I grabbed and started stretching?
Aurora.
Yeah, I knew it started with an A. Yeah, I stretched Aurora all the way up to Mount Vernon and was trying to figure out how to plow through Mount Vernon because there was too many active players nearby and I couldn't go around, so I had to go through. And so you can't just knock out a piece of Mount Vernon and replace it with Aurora. You had to knock out three pieces of Mount Vernon because Aurora was not allowed to touch Mount Vernon. So I was trying to figure out how to drill my way through Mount Vernon and do as little damage as possible. And it was about that time you guys figured out what I was doing and said, oh, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
So I abandoned that and we did the Kaplinger Mills project.
Right.
So. And we made it. And it really wouldn't have been much more of a stretch to make it down to Lake Stockton, down to, you know. So.
But yeah, because it's only like 10 miles further.
All right. Well, I'm thinking I'm going to lay down and take a nap, and then when I get up in the middle of the night, I'm going to sort out sweet potatoes. And I got a half-hearted promise from Bill that we might go to Collins to sell sweet potatoes, you know, or at least bring him samples.
Oh, so the grocery store?
Yeah, Buzz's Market. So you know. Thanksgiving's just around the corner. It won't be long before people are going to want sweet potatoes.
Yeah, go ahead, drunk. Okay, thank you.
So, I don't have a whole lot of people approaching me and saying, hey, where's the sweet potatoes? So, if the store buys all of my purples, then they can have them.
Right.
You know. And if they don't, I might just eat them. They make excellent sweet potato pies.
Yep. And all the big ones will say proceed, and we're all in the next year.
Well, yeah. Yep. Eat the small ones first and save the big ones for seed.
Well, and how long will they keep? I mean, we just sell them in the spring to the tourists to go to Stockton.
They may well make it till spring.
No,
you know?
Okay.
Well, they may well make it to spring. As long as you keep them in the dark, they're not likely to sprout. They need
the... That's what you wanted to do.
Well, they need the sun's warmth on them in order to trigger them to sprout.
Oh, okay.
So, as long as we keep them about 55 degrees, they should keep. I discovered something interesting about the purple sweet potatoes, though. When they start to go bad, they have a beautiful fragrance. They don't smell like a rotten potato. They smell like perfume. So, sniff them often. And if they smell good, find the good smelling one and take it from the batch and cook it. Yeah, when they smell good, they start to turn brown. So whatever the purple stuff is, it causes, I don't know, it might even taste good when you cook it, but they are going bad. So... Alright.
Alright, well, Michael's not going to show up, so we might as well end this podcast.
Okie dokie. Maybe next time
yeah.
We talk about sandbag buildings. Earthbag buildings.
Sandbag.
Yeah, earthbag. Basically a sandbag.
Right,
yeah, that too. Yeah, that too.
I haul sand every day.
Yeah. Well, bring back a couple of tons.
Yeah, I can't bring back that much. But it's pretty cheap.
Well, it's even cheaper if you use straight dirt. So, anyway. I found out what to do with all the old barbed wire that people pull down and don't want to reuse. You put it between the layers in your earth bag home. It helps lock them in place. So it doesn't matter if they're a little rusty.
They also make good tension wire.
Well. Yeah, I use it for that, but...
Yeah.
Waste not, want not.
Yeah. But no, yeah, that was a good idea.
Yep. Anyway. Yeah, I'm going to do some research into that. That might be a way to build an above-ground, underground house, is build it out of earth bags.
There you go.
Right there, Joe.
So.
What about tires?
They use them in what they call an earth ship. They use it as the back wall. And they make a great heat sink. But then again, I'm not sure I'd want to be locked into a small space with a bunch of tires. Because they off gas. Well, you know, it depends on how long. I don't know, if you expose them to sunlight long enough, they might not be off gassing as much.
I gotta close my top. I'll be right back. I gotta use my stupid.
All right, come back and we'll call it a day.
Close it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, sample forward more. I'd rather just pull out on the street. I think I'll do that. Let's pull out on the street.
All right, so
a lot of times they don't want you climbing on your trailer on their property. anyways, that concludes the DD&D podcast. The mention DungeonsDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Yay!
Hopefully next week I'll be feeling better.
Yay!
Yeah. We have international numbers now, so you can, if you're from another country, you can still call in, hopefully maybe. Check out our website at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com to get the call-in number. You can listen to any of our podcasts there. You can download them. And feel free to call in, because our podcasts are always better when people call in.
Yep.
So,
we get fresh ideas.
Fresh ideas, yeah. All right. And that's why we were doing the Sunday podcast, because what's his face was going to call in. And yeah. But he's not here.
Well, yeah.
I'm gonna go get my paperwork. We'll talk to you next week.
All righty.
And I'm gonna go deliver some sand to an oil well.
Yay!
Cause another earthquake.
Yeah, I'm not sure anymore that you're causing the earthquakes, but there's something going on. There's something going on, something causing the earthquakes. And it's right there in the middle of Oklahoma. Right near where you're working. So, maybe you can suss it out. All right, good night, folks.
Good